time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, how's it going, everybody? Dom Nicastro here, your host. Been the host for 3+ years now of this show. Used to have my buddy Nick Cooker with me, and we started actually the first 6 months or so at North Shore 104.9 FM. But we are on to the podcast world and have been here playing in this space for almost 3 years now here. So right around June, it should be 3 years that we've been in the podcast world. So approaching that very quickly, and I'm alone now. Well, I'm not so much. I got Danny Martin, the producer in the background still. He's still with us. He is a carryover from the radio days, and Paul Kelly, Kelly Media, runs the ship, pays the bills, and we got MSONewsSports.com. Rick Moore and the gang over there hosting us. It's great to get them when 104.9 FM was sold and we were ousted. So it's good to be around, and I'm loving it. Merrimack Valley is red hot right now with our final show in April. We're moving on to May as of next week. And before we do that, though, we are turning to a spectacular athlete out of Central Catholic girls basketball circles. We'll talk about her next steps, look back at her tremendous individual season and team season that Central had this winter. And then we'll wrap up the show after her with just a little action on what's going on in the world of Merrimack Valley. We want to thank Moynihan Lumber, our sponsor, always bringing out the best of the best from student athletes across the valley and the North Shore as well. That's for the other show, though. But let's turn it over to our one guest of the day, standout Central Catholic women's basketball player.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk back at it with our latest guest, our one and only today. It's going to be Aniela Coe. She is former, must sound weird to hear, former for Central Catholic girls basketball standout. What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm doing pretty great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. We're having you on to talk about, you know, we're going to reflect back to the great season, and we're going to look ahead to what's ahead for you. And that is the big choice to commit to Southern New Hampshire University. It's right in my neck of the woods. I'm actually in Manchester, New Hampshire, so I'm excited to go watch some of your games.
Oh, wow. I can't wait. That sounds really nice. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's start right there, Aniela. You know, what went into that decision of finally coming to terms with who you're going to go play for in college?
I had to do a lot of reflecting, definitely, with me and my family. I had a lot of good options, but something about SNHU, I just felt like the fit was just there. The coaching staff and the team were extremely hospitable and really nice and welcoming, and also feel like the academics were definitely a major decision. They're up to par for me. So with all those in mind, I felt like for me and my family wise, it'd be a great decision to go there.
Yeah. And what city are you in right now?
Haverhill, Massachusetts.
So you're in Haverhill. So obviously, quick ride up, you know, what, 30 minutes up to SNHU, right?
Yeah, 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Not too bad at all. Family can come up and watch you, and, you know, you can go home anytime you want if you miss the cooking. Is there a big reason to come back for someone's cooking? Is there someone in the family that just crushes it in the kitchen for you?
Well, both my mom and my dad, they cook really, really well. I'm definitely going to be making trips back home.
What's their big, like, cuisine? Is there a ethnicity kick to it? Or is it just like, you know, they're so diverse, they cook anything?
Well, they do cook a lot of things. My dad definitely ventures out into a lot of different cuisines, but my family were from Cameroon. So my mom definitely cooks a lot of traditional dishes for us to eat.
No kidding. Okay. Cameroon, did your parents, who was born there? Were your parents born there? You born there?
My parents were both born there.
Oh, wow. Okay. So certainly, what's the cuisine like? What's the main kind of thing? Like, you know, a Mexican would be like spice and, you know, Italian would be pasta, of course. Like, what's the big Cameroon dish?
Well, we have a lot of soups, stews with rice. So, and meat, a bunch of meat, definitely. So it's just a big mixture of those types of meals.
Yeah. So not afraid to throw a steak or two out there.
Definitely not.
That's awesome. That's so cool. And why did they come over? Like, what was their circumstances? How long have they been here?
Probably almost around 30 years. They came here for higher education, for college.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And they're working in the area now, of course.
They are.
Yeah. And you grew up in Haverhill. You've been there all your life?
Yep, I have.
Wow.
Only since I've been able to call home.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then you obviously went to Central. You know, big decision there. It's a great opportunity to have a wonderful athletic and academic experience. So, you know, you're still there a couple months left. But, you know, reflecting back on your choice to go to Central versus like a public school, you know, how would you assess that choice? Clearly, it's worked out for you.
I love every minute I'm in that school. I don't regret my choice at all. Walking in there every day, I feel like it's such a welcoming atmosphere. And every day I know I'm getting challenged academically. Every day I know I'm growing as a person, not only, you know, like spiritually and mentally. And I feel like also within the basketball program, I'm not the same person I was freshman year. I've definitely grown, and I also have a lot more growing to do. But I feel like me going to Central was a major reason of who I am today.
Yeah, well said. And obviously your basketball experience was great. Looking back, you know, three-time Merrimack Valley Conference first teamer, MVP of the Board 27 tournament, got 14.7 points, 8 rebounds a game. I mean, that's incredible numbers in your senior year. And not to mention the whole academic thing, honor roll student. So you've been able to find that balance between both. What gets you excited in the classroom? What kind of topics that are you liking the most, you know, academically?
I'm definitely an English person. I love writing and I love reading since I've been little. I've always been into books and all that stuff. So I've taken a lot of English courses that have definitely been challenging, but have helped me so much to, like, you know, expand my vocabulary and also my reading and writing skills.
Yeah. Is that going to transfer over into college? You're going to focus there, you think? Or?
Well, I'm focusing more on the business side of things, but definitely maybe minoring in something like communications, I feel like would be something I'm interested in.
Yeah. And what business-wise, where, you know, like if you had the ultimate job that you land, maybe besides the WNBA, what would be the ultimate job for you in a business sense going after college?
Definitely working in sports business, maybe even sports marketing, being able to have that type of hands-on balance between office and like working with the teams, I feel like that'd be something I'd really enjoy.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, looking back at the season, you know, 13-7 regular season, two tournament wins. You guys get to the Elite Eight as planned, and you run into the state's best and eventual state champs, right? Wachusett. And, you know, you guys battled them. I mean, that speaks volumes of how good you guys were and competitive you guys were, you know, running into Wachusett and giving them a heck of a run, and they pulled away a little at the end. But, you know, talk about that experience of playing that number one team in the state and really proving that you guys can hang with them.
Well, I mean, we played them a couple weeks prior, and yeah, it was also another close game. And we felt like we knew that we could compete with anyone in the state. Every day we work hard in practice, and throughout every single game we learn something and we use it to apply to the next game. And I feel like with that type of mentality and the grit that we had as a team, we felt like we could come up against anybody, and we just had to believe in ourselves. You know, in that situation, we were the underdog and we had something to prove, and we tried to prove it, and we did fall short, but I'm not ashamed of our effort at all.
Yeah, no, well said. And did you guys end up winning the Merrimack Valley Conference this year?
We did not.
You did not. Who was on top for that? Was it Chelmsford?
It was Chelmsford.
Yeah, yeah. It's just so many good teams in the Valley. Like, you just, I mean, it's every night. It's like you get good competition. Even some of the lower schools are like, they're going to battle you. What was that like, just your whole career playing in the MVC?
I mean, we had a lot of good rivalries. My biggest one probably throughout my career is us versus Andover. It's personal. Every game is personal, of course, but those local rivalries, it means everything to us. So I feel like, especially in the MVC, so every night being able to play against those teams, you know, we have history against one another. It's just amazing. I feel the competition here is really, really strong, and hopefully it continues to be that way and the rivalries stay for years to come.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got a state champ. It was probably your sophomore year, right, that Andover won the whole thing?
Yes, I think it was sophomore year.
Yeah, yeah. So they win the whole. So you got not only great competition night after night, you got a state champ in the mix. I mean, so you're just getting better and better. And now, did you play Haverhill as well?
Yeah, I've played Haverhill a couple of times, yeah. This season, I was injured for the game, but
okay.
I did the past 2 years.
Yeah, what I'm getting at is, you play against any girls you grew up playing, like, town league basketball or something like that?
I definitely recognized a couple girls. One of the assistant coaches for Haverhill, I know him very well. So, yeah, it's definitely familiar faces seeing them. But, you know, at the end of the day, we have to compete against one another, and someone had to win.
Yeah, and what can you say about, you know, finishing your career with fellow seniors for Central Catholic? Like, what are some of the memories and things you're going to take away from playing with such a good senior class?
It feels like yesterday than when we were all freshmen. Yeah. I have a close bond, especially with Caroline, because we were both on JV our freshman year, but also when we got on the varsity, Addie and Carrie, we all just really get along with each other. And, you know, we've had really good memories of us all working, but also having a lot of laughs. And I wouldn't trade those girls, the time I've had with those girls, for anything. So I'm really proud of how we've grown together and also how we ended things. So I'm just grateful to even have a relationship with all of them.
Yeah. And also, you had the opportunity to play with a legend, in Casey Grange, your coach. What was it like playing for Casey all these years?
She's demanding. She is very demanding. And it's out of love, because she knows when someone has potential and she wants you to reach it. If you want to reach it, she's going to push you to your limits. There's going to be hard days. But at the end of the day, she wants what's best, and she loves all of us.
Yeah.
So just having to have that balance and being able to stay focused and locked in when there is hard moments, and you'll get rewarded. And she's really instilled that within us.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so true. And getting you ready for college, of course. And she knows what that's all about. And, You know, do you have a sense, even though it's so early and you're not even step foot yet at SNU, but do you have a sense, talking to coaching staff and what have you, about where you might play a role for SNU in college? Like, is it going to be a little different from high school, like position wise, or, you know, what are you kind of expecting? Or is it kind of a little bit, it's unknown. We'll see what happens.
I feel like it's a bit more on the unknown side. Yeah. I mean, on the college game, I might be a little undersized, but if there's a mismatch, I will hopefully be able to post up and do my role. But I'm open for anything. I can hopefully work out this summer and the years to come working on expanding my game so I can be more versatile, so I can fit anywhere they actually need.
Yeah. And looking at SNU, last year, it looks like they fell in the quarterfinals to Bentley and wrapped up the season there. They lost 64-50. After beating St. Michael's in the first round. So, I mean, I'll tell you, that Northeast 10, have you attended any of those games, like caught the live action?
I have.
Yeah. What do you take away from that in terms of what's the biggest, like, noticeable difference about what you see now, you know, versus what you're going to see starting next winter?
Definitely speed and strength.
Yeah.
You know, everyone there is athletic, everyone there is strong, and just being able to transition into that style of play, like the physicality, is going to be major.
Yeah. Do they give you like a game plan, Anelia, to work out on certain something, like, hey, we need you to do this, we need you to do that? Do they kind of give you a game plan yet, or is that also like a wait and see?
That's also a wait and see right now. I have personal goals, of course, but they haven't distinctly told me much yet.
What are you working on personally? What do you want to get better at?
Shooting's major for me. Definitely shooting and just being able to handle the ball with more confidence and more better, because the pressure there in the next level in college is going to be definitely way stronger. So being able to have those two aspects is going to be very major for me.
Yeah. Did you end up playing Methuen in your career, or is that one of the smaller schools you don't play?
No, we play Methuen.
We do. Okay. Yeah. How about Samantha? Do you play her? Because she's on the team, right? SNU?
I did.
Samantha Fail. I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but she is a member of SNHU and 5'11 freshman. And looking at her stats, see if she got some time here. Yeah, she got a little bit of time. You know, she made many appearances and as a freshman. So that's good for you. That means you know, they trust the freshmen to go in there and play. So there you go.
They do.
Yeah.
It sounds really, really sweet. So.
Oh, good. Kind of helping you along when you go for visits or texting and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. But as we started this conversation, I'd like to go back to your family. You know, do you have any siblings?
I do have two.
Okay. Are they still in high school? Or
no. My brother's actually graduating from SNHU this year.
Oh, awesome.
He's graduating in May. And then my sister, she graduated from UMass Amherst last year.
Wow. So you're the baby.
I am the baby.
Just like me. I have three and two older brothers. You have an older brother and a sister. Were they athletes in college as well? Or
they weren't, but they were really major athletes in high school. Especially my sister, she played basketball for Haverhill and she was really pivotal to that program. So.
Oh, nice. And your brother, who did he play for?
He also played for Haverhill. He played football and volleyball.
Okay. But did they play? They didn't play in college though?
No.
Okay. So you'll be breaking that mold to be the first in the fam to put on the college jersey. That's awesome. Were mom and dad athletes back in the home country?
Yeah. My dad, he played a lot of soccer.
Yeah.
And my mom, she did some track.
I was going to say, you know, those are the two big sports there, right? Pretty much. Cause I, you know, I always remember seeing Cameroon in the mix in like the World Cup, you know, I don't know the Women's World Cup, but I know the men's for sure. They're always, up there and doing well. But yeah, soccer. He was probably like born with a soccer ball at his feet in that country, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You ever get a chance to go there?
Not yet. Hopefully, soon one day. That's one of my goals.
Same with me. Like my home country is, my parents weren't born there, but you know, I think maybe great grandparents might have been, but Italy, Sicily, like never been. I'm 47 years old, so definitely would like to see the roots, you know. Yeah. So, well, this is awesome. You know, final question for you, Aniela. What does the summer look like for you besides working out, obviously getting in basketball shape? Oh, I should have asked you, are you playing a spring sport too for Central?
I don't.
Okay.
Actually, yeah.
So it's all about just getting ready for basketball. Okay. And did you play a fall sport?
I did AAU.
Okay. Basketball. So basketball all the time. I love it. Like summer job, do you get a job around the Havel area, put a few bucks in your pocket for college?
I'm still looking right now. I haven't landed a secure one just yet. But
what are you looking for? Anything? Just whatever comes, whoever says yes?
Pretty much. I mean, I've worked at a couple tournaments, but I'm trying to find something more, you know, permanent.
Yeah. All right. Aniela Kuo, you've been great to catch up with. Congratulations on all the awards you won and, you know, all Scholastic for the big Boston papers and, you know, just crushing it in the Valley every year and finishing so strong this year. And most importantly, setting yourself up for some amazing success, you know, at SNHU as a student athlete there as well. I am so looking forward to driving down the road and popping in for a game or two this winter. I appreciate my Valley kids heading to the colleges near me.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you again for having me. I really appreciated our time.
Same. And best of luck down the road. And you know, I'll be watching you and let's catch up in the, you know, in the early season and see how things are going. What are they called? The penman?
Is yep. that,
would they call you the pen woman?
I'm not too sure about that, actually.
We'll see when you get there. All right. Good luck over there. And we'll talk soon. Have a good rest of the school year. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Right, have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, great stuff with our one guest of the day. We thank her for coming on, of course. Just going around the Twitter's world, talking about what's going on in the Valley midseason here. Michael McGuire at Havel Track, the coach there for the boys in a recent meet. Tyler Soup Campbell, fourth in the mile with the PR. Nice job, Tyler. Brendan Tarasuk, sixth in the 800 with the PR as well. And let's move on. As we go forward, looking for Valley news. I was looking the other day at Julia Malowitz. We had her on the show. Central softball, great player who's on at Wentworth now. And she's getting a lot of action there pitching. Best of luck to you guys. Can't wait to come visit. She said when Central Catholic Softball said best of luck to Julia. She begins her college softball career with Wentworth today. Pretty cool. So going around the horn even further in the Merrimack, Ricca beat Central Catholic 20-8 in boys lacrosse. But Ricca, of course, off to a great start. We know they are something special over there, the Ricca lacrosse. Andover had a solid 4-0 win over Central Catholic in baseball. That was April 19th. Finally, you know, at NA underscore athletics, North Andover, the Scarlet Knights, Ottaviani invite. First big meet of the season and a special one. Great job by at Haverhill Track and Go Hillies for hosting a fantastic meet. Coach O would be incredibly proud of how the Hillies made today a great memory for every athlete who competed. We miss you, Coach O. So great job. Giving a shout out to a missed coach in Merrimack Valley track and field circles for sure. North Andover boys track had three who earned medals for the Scarlet Knights in that meet. Patrick Nugent first in the pole vault. I think that's the athletic director and coach's son, Steve Nugent. Nicholas Florescaro Lamas second in the mile, and Josh Quijada, third in the 100 meters. So that'll do it for us in the Merrimack Valley. Thank you for tuning in once again. We're back at it May 1st. We'll see you there.